Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. Listeners, I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz, and I'm so glad that you can join me today. Well, last Saturday, we talked with Jimmy Bagwell of Say Shim Creek, a nonprofit group recently started that's become very vocal and active about informing residents east of the Cooper about current development plans and how to use your voice to provide input in an effort to retain the quality of life important to us all, especially in the Lowcountry. Now, whether or not you live in East Cooper, Jimmy had great advice to anyone who wants to be more engaged in the public comment process. Jimmy also has ties to the shrimp industry and Wayne Magwood, a longtime well-known shrimper. Well, Wayne has offered me and Kelly Golden. I know you know Kelly, as she's the host of the morning show right here on 94.3 WSC. Well, Wayne has offered both of us an opportunity to spend a day with him on the high seas shrimping. So I'll let you know when we do that. And you can listen to last Saturday's show with Jimmy Bagwell at Save Shim Creek. And just visit letstalkboomers.com. Well, tomorrow is First Flush, and if you're new to the Lowcountry, you may not be aware of this event that welcomes the beginning of a new tea crop and takes place at the Charleston Tea Plantation on Wamala Island. I've been before. It's a lot of fun with great music. And actually, tomorrow's headliner is none other than Sheryl Crow. It starts at noon. It goes until 11 p.m., and again, it's tomorrow. For more information, visit firstflushfestival.com. And I hope you're able to enjoy a longer weekend since Monday is Memorial Day. There are several events to honor those who have served and sacrificed. Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant has an event beginning with Memorial Day. At 9 o'clock this Monday morning, you can join others in remembering those who gave their all. Parking and attendance is free. And going over the Ravenel Bridge, there's another Memorial Day event. It's a Memorial Day concert at noon and takes place at St. Philip's Church downtown. It features the Charleston Men's Chorus and is a tribute to fallen military heroes, veterans, and current armed forces. And it's part of the Piccolo Spoleto Festival, which is up and running. Again, it's Memorial Day, noon, St. Philip's Church downtown. It's $20 a ticket. Visit charlestonmenschorus.org. But if Memorial Day doesn't work for you and you still want to recognize that very important day, there's another event, again at Patriots Point, but it's actually Tuesday, May 26th. This event is Letters from the Front, and it takes place at the USS Yorktown beginning at 9:30 a.m., again Tuesday. Specially selected letters from America's wars will be read to showcase and honor those men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Letters will be collected from the Civil War to present, and you're invited to contribute your own personal letters honoring your loved one who was killed as a result of combat. For more information, visit patriotspoint.org. And on a less somber note, would you like to see movies under the stars? Then this event is for you and begins this Wednesday. Freshfields Village on Kiowa Island has 15 weeks of movies under the moonlight. This is perfect for you listening, especially if you have family visiting from out of town this summer. These are family-friendly movies on the Village Green every Wednesday night beginning at 8:30 p.m. The Starlight Cinema event is free, but you do need to bring chairs or a blanket to sit on, probably some bug spray. For more information, visit freshfieldsvillage.com. And part of what I want to bring to you listeners are events that are free, yes, but also educational. As boomers, many of us have a loved one with dementia, some even with Alzheimer's. You need to check out this free class titled Dementia Dialogues. These classes meet once a week for 5 weeks and last an hour and a half. There are classes beginning the week of June 1st at three locations, Villages of Somerville, Dorchester Senior Center, and the East Cooper Medical Center. To check out the various times and to register, these classes fill up quickly, so registration is a must. Visit allcarelivingservices.com or call 832-9888. I've taken dementia dialogues myself. It's helped me very, very much with my mom, who's 85 and has dementia. So be sure and check out Dementia Dialogues. It's free. And just go to allcarelivingservices.com. Now, if you also have aging loved ones like me, you need to be aware of the resources available to help you navigate the aging world. And actually, this month of May is American Older Month. So today's guest is going to help us figure out how to navigate the aging world. And they are Linda Narrett with Trident Area Agency on Aging and Kathy Braddock, who's going to be joining her. Kathy is a long-term care ombudsman, and I've never heard of one before, so I'm looking forward to hearing about that. This is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. As I said before the break, I actually got my words a little twisted. It's Older Americans Month, the month of May. And we also talked about how important it is to get resources, to know about the resources available to us here in the Lowcountry, particularly if we have loved ones who are aging, so that we can navigate this aging world. And so today's guests are going to help you do just that. They are Linda Narrett with Trident Area Agency on Aging. And joining Linda today is Kathy Braddock, a long-term care ombudsman with Trident Area Agency on Aging. Welcome, ladies. Glad to have you both with us today.
Thank you, Rebecca. We're glad to be here.
Thank you, Linda. And glad to have you too, Kathy.
Thank you, Rebecca.
All right. So, Linda, I'm going to start with you. Tell me more about Older Americans Month. I had never heard about it until you and I had talked earlier.
Absolutely. Older Americans Month was created by John F. Kennedy, and this is actually the 50th anniversary of Older Americans Month. And each year they have a different theme, recognizing older Americans and the value that they bring to our community. And this year, the theme is Get Into the Act. And it's just to promote healthy aging, increasing community involvement, and taking important issues into consideration, like elder abuse and health care, and just things that many caregivers and boomers are facing today with their parents.
Well, that definitely we are facing that.
Absolutely.
Yes. So it's important to get into the act and know exactly what we need to do to take care of our aging loved ones, isn't it?
It is. And a lot of seniors are wanting to stay busy. So it's a great way for the boomers, for the adult children, to keep them busy is by getting involved with their local senior centers. And there are senior centers throughout the Tri-County area, and most of them have websites. You can go to their websites and find out what activities they have scheduled.
And they are very active. I've been to several of them myself, and gosh, they've got all day long activities. I mean, you could be there from morning till night and not be bored.
They are. They're so fun for seniors to get involved with the activities, but more importantly, to get involved with other seniors for socialization. It can be lonely sometimes for seniors to sit around the house by themselves without someone to talk to and, you know, make some friends.
Well, and I think in our area with so many folks moving here to retire and they stay or they come here because their children are here and they're by themselves, it's so important for them to have a place to go and socialize, isn't it?
It is very important. And we're actually getting more and more of those calls, Rebecca. The Trident Area Agency on Aging does receive about 8,000 to 10,000 calls a year. And we're getting a lot from people that are moving to the area and bringing their adult, you know, their parents with them and wanting to get them settled and wanting to know how they can get involved in the community and where the senior centers are for them.
And if you're just tuning in, listeners, we are talking with Linda Narrett of the Trident Area Agency on Aging. Their website, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. It's tridentaaa.org. We're talking about all the resources out there for us to navigate the aging process, either for ourselves or our loved ones. And Linda, we just finished talking about the senior centers in our area and all the great activities they offer. But what if, as a boomer, you're a caregiver to a senior and they can't get to one? And mm-hmm. is there any assistance for them? And what if that boomer needs a break?
Caregiving is, I believe, the hardest job in the world. It is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's physically and very emotionally demanding. And there is caregiver respite. So we are here to provide some caregiver support services. And we have a lot of different ways that we can do that. We have an Alzheimer's and dementia specialist on site, as well as our caregiver specialists. And respite is a great thing for caregivers. And a lot of people are not familiar with that term respite, but it is literally to give a caregiver a break from their caregiving duties and let someone else just step in their place and do it for them. And respite can be in a lot of different ways. Some caregivers want in-home care, so they can go to the grocery store, they can go to lunch with a friend, or go for a walk on the beach and have somebody come in from a home care agency and take care of their loved one in their absence.
Mm-hmm. So the setting can be in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an adult daycare.
Yes.
Okay. And could it be a facility if it's just
sure.
kind of a temporary?
Oh, it can. Absolutely. You know, if you're that that boomer that, you know, wants to go out of town and see your grandchildren,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, because your children live out of town, but you can't leave your parents alone. Absolutely. You know, we can assist with, you know, the cost for short-term facility respite as well.
Okay. And when you said assist with the cost, what mm-hmm. process does that involve?
You know, we have to get some information from the caregiver. So any caregiver that is looking for respite in the home, they can call our office and we'll be happy to talk to them about the type of services that we have.
And that number, listeners, to call the Trident Area Agency on Aging office is 843-554-2275. And we'll be giving that number again throughout the broadcast. So the respite care services we've just talked about, are there some other services you recommend for boomers?
You know, some boomers are getting to the age for Medicare themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, or they may have questions about the benefits that their parents, you know, have with Medicare. And we do have an on-site Medicare specialist that can talk to them about the different Medicare services. And it's a really great service because it's unbiased information representing the senior. A lot of times seniors will get information from a particular insurance agency, and it's really a representation of the insurance agency. But we represent the senior, and it's unbiased information and just for them to make their own decisions.
That's great. Do you ever offer, with this Medicare information, do you offer workshops?
Well, we're always available for presentations. So whether somebody wants us to come out and give a presentation about Medicare, about basic community information and referral services, or even caregiver support or Alzheimer's dementia services, we're always available to come out to do presentations.
And I know, Linda, I've seen you at the various senior fairs in our area with an information resource table. So I know you're very actively doing that.
Yes, we are. We really try to get the information out there just for people to be informed. And if by any means you have any questions, you can always call our office. We have lots of partnerships in the community, and if it is something that we cannot provide assistance for, we'll do our best to direct you to somebody else that can.
Very good. And if you're tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and I am with Trident Area Agency on Aging. We're talking about resources available for us to learn about what is out there in the Lowcountry for either ourselves or our aging loved ones. And in addition to Linda Neert with Trident Area Agency on Aging, we have Kathy Braddock, who is a long-term care ombudsman. And Kathy, I'm going to turn it over to you now. So tell me exactly, what is a long-term care ombudsman?
Thank you, Rebecca. The Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program is a national program, and it can be assessed through any of the over 600 area agencies on aging throughout the country.
Oh, so we don't have the only one?
Not at all.
Okay.
It is a nationwide program. What we do, Rebecca, is we serve as advocates for those who are living in long-term care facilities. Some of the things we do, unfortunately, is investigate complaints and negotiate on behalf of the residents.
Okay.
Among other things that we do, besides investigating complaints, is we provide information about long-term care and related services to the families.
Mm-hmm.
We educate the community about the needs of those living in long-term care. We coordinate efforts with other agencies within our area, such as SLED, and DHEC, mm-hmm. the Department of Mental Health. We work in concert for the betterment of the long-term care resident. And we also make what we call friendly visits. We go into the facilities, Rebecca, and simply walk around and chat with the residents just to see how they're doing and what type of care they're getting.
Now, how is what you do, how is that different from the term I've heard, which is guardian ad litem?
Guardian ad litem is someone who is assigned by the probate court to look after the person who was deemed incompetent to handle their own affairs.
So it's going through the legal system more.
Exactly.
Okay. And so then what you do, the friendly visits, is it you or is it anybody with the agency? Is it a volunteer that does the friendly visits? How does that work?
Right. Well, yes, friendly visits is part of our day-to-day life as long-term care ombudsman. But we do have in place what is called a friendly visitor volunteer program, which I'm the coordinator for. And unfortunately, Rebecca, 60% of long-term care residents have no visitors. So these trained friendly visitors go into the facilities and visit and greet the residents to alleviate their feelings of isolation, of loneliness. They don't feel connected to the community. We try to talk about what's going on in the community. And they provide encouragement to the long-term care resident and encourage them to advocate on their own behalf so they have a feeling of control of their lives.
Kathy, I think this long-term care ombudsman program is great, the friendly visitor program, because let's say I'm a boomer. I don't live here in the Lowcountry. I'm beginning to realize my aging loved one needs to go in a facility. So it would probably be smart of me to contact you ahead of time, help, you know, maybe kind of, you know, also do my research on the facilities. But when I'm not here, then you could, on my behalf, go check on my mom or dad in the facility. Is that right? Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
As I said, as a long-term care ombudsman, we do make periodic visits to the long-term care facilities, but we also have volunteers in place. And if you and I are having a discussion about your mom or dad and you're wanting to move them into the area, I can certainly see if we can get a volunteer in there that would be visiting once a week and make a point of checking on your mom.
Okay, so there would be regular visits.
Yes, my volunteers go in there every week to a facility, spend about 1 or 2 hours.
I think that's wonderful. And for boomers who do want to give back to our area, they can be a volunteer, can't they?
Absolutely. And the good part about this, Rebecca, is that the boomer making the visits will get as much out of it as the resident they are visiting. We do, because we are dealing with a population that is deemed vulnerable adults, we do have certain requirements for our visitors, such as they must have a valid driver's license. They must be 18 years of age. We'll do a criminal background check on them. They have to be free from conflicts of interest, which means they cannot have a member of their immediate family living in the facility to which they've been assigned. And of course, they have to abide by the Ombudsman Code of Ethics.
And I would think that there's some training involved.
There are 15 hours of training involved. In fact, our Lieutenant Governor's Office on Aging mm-hmm. sends a representative down and spends about 6 hours with the new recruits.
Oh, okay.
And then I spend an additional 6 hours with them after that. And I do visit with them 1 or 2 times until they're comfortable and know their way around the facility. So it is quite a lengthy volunteer program, and we do look for a 1-year commitment.
Okay, very good. So listeners, to learn more about the Friendly Visitor Program, you just need to call this number, 554-2275. And Linda, I'm going to come back to you. You have a wonderful resource directory that you brought with you today that has no advertising in it, hard to believe, but it has a lot of great, valuable resources. For example, I see health clinics, government resources, geriatric care managers. Linda, how can I, as a listener today, how can I get that from you?
Well, thank you so much for talking about our resource directory. We're really proud of it because At Trident Area Agency on Aging, the information we give is unbiased. So that's why we have no advertisement in it. It's just information-based. And if you need one, you're happy to call our office and we'll mail one out to you. Or you can go onto our website and you can order one. We do ask that if you want volumes of them, multiple quantities, or if you're a business, we do ask that you make a donation because they do cost us for printing, and we do try to keep that budget down so that we can use our funding to provide supportive services.
Well, very good. So listeners out there, if you'd like a copy of this wonderful resource directory, you can visit Trident Area Agency on Aging in person, and you're located on Leeds Avenue.
We are.
In North Charleston. Their website is tridentaaa.org, tridentaaa.org. And their phone number, I'm going to say it again, is 554-2275. 554-2275, and you can learn about all the great programs we talked about today. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Kathy, for being here on Let's Talk Boomers. Really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rebecca, for having us.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I am with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, the last couple of shows, we talked about income planning and estate planning. Well, many of us boomers are starting second careers, maybe starting a small business for the very first time. How can you and the Coastal Financial Planning Group help them with business planning?
Well, good morning, Rebecca, and thank you for asking that question and having me back on Let's Talk Boomers. I think that business owners are, because I'm one myself, you are yourself.
That's right.
I think business owners are overwhelmed with all of the things that they have to plan on. And sometimes they take their own personal planning and kind of set that to the side. They're concerned with the business and how it's operating, expenses versus revenues and all that. And so oftentimes it's very good to sit down with a financial planner and get an outside opinion, an outside view. Make sure that you're identifying any undiscovered risks to your business. Make sure that you have contingency plans in place for those. Oftentimes, we think that we're covered and we have insurance for those different things, but do we have the proper insurance in place for business continuation? What if a key employee leaves, or what if they become disabled or they pass away? What if one of the owners, if you're in a partnership, doesn't have some type of a formal agreement in place with an attorney that guarantees a buyout for that disabled or deceased partner? So there's very detailed information that's available on that. You can visit our website at cfpgroup.biz to look into that. Certainly, you want to also, as a business owner, evaluate your best retirement planning options, and that can be done many ways as far as how you're putting money into a retirement plan. So, many concerns, but I just feel, as a business owner myself, that oftentimes I don't focus on some of those things personally that I could or should that would help my business grow. And so we use outside consultants, and that's what we would be talking about today, is that we would be an outside consultant to help you on the financial and retirement planning areas for your business.
Well, thank you, Rick, and I encourage you out there, if you're a small business owner, to meet with Rick and his team at Coastal Financial Planning Group. Just give them a call at 735-5065 or visit his website, cfpgroup.biz. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcareliving services.com. And AllCare is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.